This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. You may have guessed it, Colorado's ski numbers for this past season were dismal. CPR's Haley May has the data.
This year's lack of snowfall due to a stubborn ridge of high pressure meant resorts were bare for far more days than usual. The dry winter saw the number of open days decline from the 20-year average of 144 days to just 129. Visits also tanked, coming in at an estimated 10.5 million for the whole season. That's more than 20% below both the 5- and 10-year average for Colorado. Now, both resorts and slope enthusiasts are hopeful the projected El Niño pattern will make for a better season this year. Haley May, CPR News.
There are high hopes for that El Niño pattern across the Mountain West, where major reservoirs are getting close to devastating shortages. That's according to a new report from Colorado River experts who say another dry winter could bring those reservoirs to the brink. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Federal data about Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which are both partially in Arizona, shows they're about a quarter full. Ann Castle, one of the report's authors, argues that the amount of usable water in those reservoirs makes them functionally closer to zero, since they have to store a minimum amount or risk dams and hydroelectric generators not working.
That undermines the value of the entirety of the Colorado River reservoir system, and we don't want to get there.
Castle called on state negotiators to urgently come up with a plan to keep more water in those reservoirs by cutting back on use instead of just adding water from other reservoirs upstream.
That's Alex Hager reporting. This is CPR News. You can find more news online at cpr.org.